Miguel, key people, the engineering and fire and public works. Yeah, so what it, for the sake of the tape, it really is a function of what your emergency coordinator or emergency manager dictates for your organization. Okay, looking further down, then I, looking at it, I spotted under Incident Communications Center, ICC Specialist Maps, a course 223, ICC Radio Specialist, also known as EOC Radio Specialist. And as I've already indicated, we are now scheduled to go through that course. It's been added for April. Mark your calendars, people listening to the tape. It will be April 2013, April 10th, and April 24th here at the Community Center. And if you miss it, it'll be also recorded and documented out on public.mvracies.org. Charlie, you look like you were about to say something. Nope. And I think that's basically it. I think it may be overkill to deal with the Emergency Resource Directory training. And introduction to safety, defensive driving is very optional. So anyway, that is the purpose of that form. I would suggest that you print this off if you haven't already, and you use this document when you did in fact complete each of these courses.
One other course that I would think we might add to our collection is the 263, the ICS 213.
Yeah. That is, yeah, that possibly would be a good one. I wonder though, given that we copy messages almost every week, do we need training?
Everybody always asks for more information.
Fills.
So what we're talking about is how to more effectively communicate a message, how to provide more meaningful content, like quantities, timelines. You know, I need 5 tents and I need them within 3 hours. More of that kind of information rather than the sky is blue type message.
Rather than your limericks. Well, it might be the relevancy of the message, maybe some of the ones that we're doing now. And
yeah.
Like the one you sent.
Yeah.
I'm sure you offered that one last night. You know, have something that is more pertinent to what we're doing, maybe with that extra detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can get used to hearing that extra detail.
My feeling about the 213 is we're accomplishing the due almost weekly. Now maybe the variety of messages needs to be altered to highlight facets of the 213 that we're not properly doing. For example, we have had a number of messages where a reply was requested in the message. But few of the people who submitted their ICS 213 for evaluation actually did the requested reply. Even though the text of the message said, reply requested below. So I think, again, I think that's an issue where we need to practice on a weekly basis. We'll think on it. It's a function of whether your training guy will have any steam left after he gets through the course in April.
223.
Given that there's a exercise the first week of May. So, I will defer that decision, thank you. I'm on tape. I have to delete that from the tape. Okay, looking at slide 18 of 18. Okay, the last slide for preparing for an incident says organizational and operational capabilities. And it talks about the various kinds of radios and member contact lists and critical infrastructure facility lists, designated position assignment lists. We have most of those in our manual. So I think we're there. And of course it highlights the utilization, the very last line on slide 18 of 18, standardized activation levels. And we've talked a lot about activation levels.
What do we have in the way of position assignment lists?
Yeah, right.
Position assignment lists? I think we have, well, within the EOC. I guess maybe we don't.
This to me, it almost sounds like a list of individuals based on established qualifications of what positions they're available for.
Mm-hmm. In other words, a mapping of individual qualification versus assignment.
Right.
Yeah.
Generally, we're divided into two parts. The ones that are SOC MAP trained and those that are not. That's the only way I see that we're in right now.
Yeah. I suppose you could divide that, you could subdivide that more, but it might be busy work to those that are, for example, feel comfortable doing our digital modes.
Well, with the EOC training coming up too, that could be your position.
Yeah.
And most of us, our position is going to be EOC rather than field operator.
Yeah. I think maybe the real thing of why the designated position assignment list is probably not relevant is, given the number of volunteers we have to be a jack of all trades. And whatever needs to be done, do it. We're not big enough to worry about, who has which capabilities. We need to all have the capabilities.
It comes into the professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
We're lacking in that if we're all
So
jacks of all trades.
And masters of none, right. But again, how we perform will be how we're remembered. And I think we will close out this class with that idea that we've covered a lot of material. And again, do we want to be merely sound like hams, or do we want to sound like specialists? It's up to each of us.